Okay, we're on Daf Yud Chet today. So I just need to review the piece of the Brayso, the first three lines on Tet Zayin Amud Aleph for today's Daf, and then we'll take it down. Okay, let me just check one thing first. One second, Yud Chet. Yeah. Okay. Let's go over the Brayso on Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, the first three lines on 16a. Okay, so the Brayso says safek mashkim li tame, that if there's a safek whether mashkim became tame or not, then it's tame. He says li tame acherim tahor divrei Rav Meir, but to be mitahor other thing is tahor. It means that according to the Tana Rav Meir, the ability of mashkim, of beverages, of fluids to transmit tumah to other things is just a din derabanan. So if there's a safek, the klal is sfeik the rabban on the kula. So therefore, l'tami acherim tahor de Reb Meir, v'chenei Reb Lazar omer k'devarav. Reb Lazar agreed with him. We discussed. Then Reb Yehuda omer l'kol tameh. Reb Yehuda says that whether it's a safek, whether the mashke is tameh, or whether it transmits tumah, it's everything is tameh. In other words, l'kol tameh, whether it's kalim or ochel. In other words, all of that, the mashke on a deraisa level, according to Tana Reb Yehuda, can transmit tumah. So those are the two extremes. So Reb Meir holds the ability of a mashke to transmit tumah is the Rabbanan, and Reb Yehuda holds the ability of a mashke to transmit tumah is the din d'oraisa. And then the third opinion is Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Omrim, lo'ochlin t'meim l'kilim t'horim, that Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon say, when it comes to transmitting tumah to food, it's tameh, meaning that that presumes that that's d'oraisa. L'kelim torim. Again, we're talking about a safek, whether it happened. So we have three opinions in the Brayso then. The two extremes are, Reb Meir holds that all transmission of tumah by mashkim is d'rabanan. Reb Yehuda holds that all transmission of mashkim is min haTorah, and therefore the safek is l'chumra. We say it's tameh. And Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon split it. They say that to transmit tumah to food is that's a din Torah, and so their safek is tamei l'kelim tohorim. Okay, so those are the three opinions. Okay, let's turn now to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So yesterday's daf we were discussing the opinion of the most extreme opinion, the Tana Reb Yehuda. Remember, Reb Yehuda and the Brayso held that mashkim always transmit tumah on a Torah level, whether it's to Oakland or Kalim, it transmits it on a Torah level. And then if you remember in yesterday's Gemara, that's correct. In yesterday's Gemara, if you remember, we quoted a Mishnah from Masechet Kalim, where the Tana Reb Yehuda seemed to say that that it was not transmitted on a Torah level. And he says that just 1 minute, Aram Moshe. Okay, when I need help, I'll let you know. Okay, all right. So it came out that the Gemara ends up learning that Chazabo Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda retracted his opinion. So it was clear that from Kalim, he distinguished between whether it was Dintma Mitocho Migabo, that he was just judging it to be Din Rabbanan. So again, this we did yesterday. But let's go five lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Everybody have the place? 17b, five lines from the bottom, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So Ibailahu, Mikalim Hu Dahadar Bey, to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda just choser from the din of transmission of Kalim, meaning that's what he's judging to be a din to Rabbanan, of Alba Ochlin, Krib Yosef Rab Shimon Svirle. But perhaps when it comes to transmission to food, there he will judge like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon said that it can transmit tumah on a Torah level to food. That's what we said. Odim legamrei hader bei k'Reb Meir. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda was an extreme opinion. We had three opinions, right? We had Reb Meir was the other extreme to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda was d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon were in the middle. They said Ochlam is d'oraisa, Kalim d'Rabbanan. So when Rabbi Yehuda is retracting, is he just going down one notch, like to the middle groove, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, or he's totally retracting and going to like Rabbi Meir? Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tashma." So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak tries to bring a proof from the following Mishnah. So this is a Mishnah from Masechet Para. Again, it's another Masechet that we don't do in Daf Yomi, but you get a taste of just about everything in Daf Yomi. So Tashma, now this is from Masechet Para. Masechet Para deals with the dinim of Para Duma. So Tashma, Para Shashasa Mechatat Besara Tameh. So the Tana Mishnah says a Para, that means any cow. It could be, Rashi says, Zevach or Chulin. It could be like a your garden variety farm cow, or it could be a cow that was designated as kachim. Either way, it's shat to mechatat. Mechatat is the water from the spring that's been mixed with the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma, and that's the connection to Masechet Para. So it's somewhat counterintuitive, but in other words, it's metayr the tmeim and metame the tohorim. So the same mechatat, when it's poured on somebody, is metayr him, but other people who come into contact with the mechatat become tame, and objects that become into the mechatat. So the Mishnah says, Parashatza mechatat, so this cow drank the mechatat, the water of the mechatat, bisarat tame. So if it was shechted, the cow was shechted within 24 hours, its flesh is tame, because the flesh, in other words, the water is still in its gut, the water is still in its intestines, so the meat has come into contact with the mechatat. So the Tanakhama says the flesh is tame. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, when we see Rabbi Yehuda, lights have to go off, because he's the one we're interested in, right? We want to know how he holds about mashkim with Kalim. We know he holds the Rabbanim. We know how does he fall with mashkim with food, and we see it's getting close here, right? We have a mashka, and we have food. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, on the top line on Yud Chet Amud Aleph, batlu b'meyeha, that the water, it's like became batel, like nullified in the cow's gut, meaning it lost its status as mechatat. So it seems like it's inert. It seems like it's no tumor. That's the way we understand the Mishnah. That the Tanur Rabbi Yehuda says that the water does not transmit any tumor. So the Gemara says, and I should add on, if you look in Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Batlu B'meyeha, the last three line in Tosfos, he explains, or the last five lines, whatever, Mefarish Tama de Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Dechtib L'Mishmeret, Uvetosefta Mefarish Tama de Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Dechtib L'Mishmeret. So it says the word L'Mishmeret should be guarded, the Mechatat have to be guarded. In Tosfos, he says, Yatsu Elu She'enam L'Mishmeret Ho'el Sheshatza Mehen Hapara. In other words, there's no way to guard it because it's in the cow's gut. So that's why it doesn't qualify anymore, according to the Bali Tosfot, as Mechatat. All right, so let's see back in the Gemara on the top line. So the Gemara wants to deduce the proof that Rabbi Yehuda must have totally gone to the other extreme. It was he held everything was deraisa by mashkim. He must hold everything as derabanan by mashkim. Because if he holds that mashkim that are tamei can transmit tumor to food on a Torah level, if that's what he holds, he says, "Amai batlu b'meil legamrei." Why is the water totally batel in the cow's gut? He says, "Nahida tuma chamura lo mitamu." In other words, I understand it doesn't have the level of mei chatat anymore. In other words, this is chatat water. Chatat water is an avatum, so it's not an avatuma. Okay, I got that. He says, "Tuma kala mitamu." If this is a Torah din that the water, the beverage, in this case it's the mechatat, can transmit tumah to food on a Torah level, so I would expect that it would go down one notch. In other words, you're right, it's not mechatat. But now this new entity, this new water, is touched the original water. In other words, it's like touching itself. And should it become a Rishon Latuma, then the Rishon Latuma could make the food a Sheni Latuma. That's what I would expect if it was a Torah level. He says, but if it's a Durabanan level, the whole thing, the whole concoction, the Mashkim give Tuma to food, is Durabanan Din. So then the Chamim wouldn't be Gozer in a case like this. Rashi says around the 10th narrow line, last line of Rashi, it's like a rare case, and it make a gazer in this case. That's what I would understand. So with that being the case, we think now that we have a proof, since the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says batlu b'meyeha, that he went to the Rabbi Meir situation. He holds that everything is derabanan, and then everything makes sense. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case. My batlu b'meyeha nami, batlu mituma chamura, aval tuma kala mitamu. So the Gemara says, I could explain this Mishnah, gufas, that's what it means. When it says batlu b'meyeha, it doesn't mean it went to a zero. It means batlu b'meyeha, it went from being an avatuma to being a rishon l'tuma. I could explain the Mishnah that way, in which case this Mishnah would be, in consonance with the idea that Tana Rabbi Yehuda did not totally withdraw from the idea that everything is deraisa, just by kelim he held as deraisa. He says, so the Gemara says, assuming that's the case, so then we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Tana Kama said that it was Tameh, and Rabbi Yehuda says batlu b'me'eha. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds batlu b'me'eha means that it's tuma kala, it's a rishon the tuma. It's mechlal Tana Kama savar tuma chamura nami mitamu. So then by it must be the Tana Kama says, in other words, Tana Kama has a different opinion, and he says b'sara Tameh. So it must mean if he says b'sara Tameh, then it was batlu b'me'eha. So the Tana Kama must hold that it's a din of an ava tuma. So he says habisara tamei katani, but that doesn't fit in either, because why would he say bisara tamei? In other words, bisara tamei is implying that the only thing that it can be mitamei is food. But if this mechatat is an avatuma, it could be mitamei many things. So it wouldn't just be bisara tamei, a lot of things it could be mitamei. So the Gemara says habisara tamei katani. So the Gemara says sort of a fallback position. Kula Rebbe Yehuda hi. I could explain that the whole Mishnah follows the opinion of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, and I'll summarize it in a few minutes. Just be a little patient, okay? He says Kula Rebbe Yehuda hi, v'chisur mechzur b'hachi katani. It says if there are words missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way that we should understand the Mishnah. So there's only going to be one opinion in this Mishnah now. He says para sheshatza mechatat b'sarat tameh. That when if the para drinks the mechatad and then is shechted within 24 hours and the water is still in its gut, so the basara is tamei, its flesh is now tamei. Ba'medva amurim, he says, what type of tuma are we talking about in this case? Tuma kala, in other words, that the water is not an ava tuma. In other words, the water is a rishon the tuma, and the flesh is now a shein the tuma. Aval tuma chamura lo, but it doesn't have tumen chamura to be an avatuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer batlu b'me'eha. Rabbi Yehuda holds batlu b'me'eha. Okay, now just two more lines, then I'll pause. Okay, so the idea being again. So let me just let somebody in. So the idea being again that we had a question. Seth, this is just a brief review for you. We're around 10 lines down in Yudchet Amud Aleph. So we said the Tana Rabbi Yehuda held that mashkim could be mitame food. And kalim on a deraisa level, on a Torah level. That's what we said. And there was machloket about it in the Braisa on Tetzayin Amud Aleph. We did that at the beginning of today's daf. So, but then in yesterday's daf, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his opinion because we had the Mishnah in Masechet Kalim, which seemed clear that he didn't hold that it was a deraisa level by kalim. So the Gemara said, what about food? So kalim he holds the din derabanan. What about food? Does he hold that's a derabanan or a deraisa? So the Gemara wanted to bring a proof from this Mishnah in Masechet Parah that it must be that he held that it's a din derabanan, because why would it be batal b'me'eha? Like it sounds like, again, the cow drank the mechatat and it's a batal b'me'eha. It's nullified in its gut. And we said it doesn't have a din of mechatat anymore according to the Bali Tosfot because it's not guarded. But still, the water, the fluid that's there touched the original fluid. In other words, it touched itself. So it should just be, if it's not an avatuma, it should be a rishon tuma if it's a din Torah. If it's a din derabanan, I can see the chamor warrant goes there in this case. So we thought he had a raya that it was the din derabanan. So the Gemara says, no, the whole Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara touched up the Mishnah as saying that basara tame, it means that's the from tuma kala, and that it went down a notch. In achinam, it's tame, and it became a rishon tuma. Let me do two more lines. Ravashi Amar, Liolam Batlu B'me'eha Legamrei. Ravashi says, leave the Mishnah alone. We're going to leave everything the way it is. And when Rabbi Yehuda says, Batlu B'me'eha Legamrei, he says, no, it's like zero. But we can still reconcile that with the idea that it's Tuma Duraisa. He says, Mishum Dahava Le'mashka Saruach. It's putrid. It's a putrid fluid. So Rashi brings down, where's the Rashi? One second. So if you look in the Rashi, it's like to the right of where we are. We're a little bit lower. Ravashi Mar Liolam Lagamre, Dafil Shem Mashke Ba'alma Lekalai. It's not even called a mashke anymore. In other words, like the fluid became putrid in the animal's gut. Dabalei Mashke Saruach. V'tani B'torah Kone B'chol Mashke Shishateh B'chol Kli Yitma Prat L'Mashke Saruach. In other words, it has to be capable of being drunk. If I can't drink it anymore, it's like you spit it out. So that's a zero. Anyway, so the Gemara has two pshatim to say that in this Mishnah, that it could be the Tana Rabbi Yehuda still holds that the mashkim can transmit tuma on a deraisa level to food. That's the way it came out. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far today?
What did Rav Ashi say? The second answer.
Yeah. So again, so the wait. So are you, I'm going to mute you because I'm having too much noise come in. Okay. The so Rav Ashi is explaining that there's a way that we thought we had a raya from the Mishnah that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda must hold it's the Rabbanan because he says batlu b'meyeha, and we think that's only understandable if he holds the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. So Rav Ashi says, no, leave the Mishnah alone. Don't do like we said before about Chisra Mechstra Vahaki Ketani, this Machloket, and the Tanakama holds that the flesh became Tamei. Rabbi Huda holds nothing became Tamei because it's a Mashka Saruach, it's a putrid beverage. A putrid beverage has no Tuma connected with it. In other words, in order to be a Mashka, it has to be susceptible, capable of being drunk. But if I can't drink it, it's not even called a mashka anymore. So lost its shame mashka, doesn't transmit any tuma, even on a Torah level. Zero. Okay, that's what Rav Ashi wants to say. All right? All right, any other questions on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, you're making it through Rav Chanina Schana Konim. If you can make it through this, you can make it through the rest of the Masechta. There's only one more difficult daf in this Masechta. I mean, not in Rabbi Chanina Schana Konim. There's another sugi about Tagare Lod, I believe. And
what daf is that?
I thought it was like Memtet or Nunted. I don't remember exactly, but I think it's around Memtet. But I have to take a look. But the other than that, and then you have tomorrow's daf and a drop on Shabbos. Otherwise, we're I can't say it's pretty clear after that. All right, pretty clear after that. All right, let's see. Now let's go on in the Gemara. All right, so okay, so, yeah, I got it. Okay, now again, so the Gemara is taking down, is analyzing the Braisa that we began with at the beginning of today's daf. So we had Remeir holds that Mashkim transmit Tuma on a Drabanan level. Rabbi Yehuda held, at least initially, that it transmits Tuma to food and Kalim on a Torah level, and then he retracted part of that. And then we had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, La'ochlim Tameim. Again, we're talking about a Safek, that if it's a Safek, whether the Tamei Mashka touch Ochel, that's Tamei. That means he holds that to Ochel, it's Tamei on a Dereisa. That's Dereisa. Safek Tuma, in other words, Sveka Dereisa L'chumra. L'kelim Tahorim. But for Kalim, it's Tahorim. Okay, so that was the idea that in essence we were saying that possibly Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to that idea, but that's the opinion. So Amar Rabba Barbara Chana Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi B'shita Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amara. So now the Gemara is going to, you know, dice up or analyze how does Rabbi Yossi arrive at this conclusion that Mashkim transmit Tuma on a Torah level to Ochel, but not to Kalim. That's the $64,000 question. So Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yossi was following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, though we don't know this yet, that Rabbi Yossi does not actually subscribe to Rabbi Akiva's opinion on this, but he was just articulating what he thought Rabbi Akiva would say and projecting what Rabbi Akiva would say. And if you look, and Rashi quotes the pertinent Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, it's to the right, lower than where we are. Rabbi Yossi, Talmid Dosha Rabbi Akiva Haya. Rabbi Yossi was a Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Ketani B'Yevamot Ba'Bal Yevimto. Vayalam Shameim Atshabal Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabbatinu Shav Darom. Ushna Lahem. That's talking about after the 24,000 Talmidim, right? He had 12,000 Zugot Talmidim, right? Shnei Masar Zugot Talmidim he had. So after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died in Askara, this horrible death, you know, during Sfira, so he was mamid five Talmidim. Ve'eluhein, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So there you see Mefurash, that Rabbi Yossi was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar Eish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi, B'shid, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amara, the Darish, Yitma Yitame. So he darshens out the word Yitma. In the Pasuk it says, remember, this is the Pasuk, and Odeid, I think, was quoting this Pasuk at the end of yesterday's daf, and well, it's the key Pasuk, and the Gemara itself quotes it. V'chol kli cheres ashrim pol mehem el tocho, kol asher betocho yitma v'yoto tishboru, mikol ha'ochel asher yechel, asher yavol av mayim yitma. He says, v'chol the Chomash Ke Shishateh, something like that. So also Yitma. So it mentions the word Yitma, should become Tame. So let's see back in the Gemara. So it's going to come out that Rabbi Akiva darshans the word Yitma, so it's spelled Yud Tet Mem Aleph, and our Mesorah is it's pronounced Yitma, but for Drasha, he understands that I could pronounce it Yitame, that it will transmit Tuma. That's going to be the key. All right, so let's take a look. He says, "Ditnan." We learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechet Sota. Boba Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. So we're going to learn what Rabbi Akiva says. And Rabbi Yossi is going to extend Rabbi Akiva's teaching, and that's how Rabbi Yossi is going to arrive, hopefully, at the conclusion that Mashkim can transmit Tum on a Torah level to food, but not to Kalim. Now, whenever it says Boba Yom, you may recall this from Masechet Brachot. Who remembers what Boba Yom had? What day is Boba Yom? Who wants to volunteer what Boba Yom is?
It's the day they took off Rabbi Gamliel.
Right.
From the Nesiut.
Right. That's 100% correct. It's the Gemara Masechet Brachot they appointed Reb Lazar ben Azaria to be
the Rabbi Gamliel.
Right. That's 100% correct. So wherever it says in Shas Boba Yom, that's the day it's referring to. And here's Boba Yom. So he says, "Didan Boba Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva v'chokli cheres hashib homehem v'gomer." Now it says, if you remember, in Torah there's a tricky pasuk, but it means the pshuto shemikra. We had a little bit earlier in the sugya, but it means if a dead sheres, you have imagine the way I imagine it, like a dead sheres. It's thinking like a mouse. I don't know if the mouse is one of the eight shratzim, but in other words, you have a dead mouse, and it's on, imagine like a fishing line, and you have a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, and you lower the dead mouse into the kli cheres. So now the dead mouse is an avatuma. The kli cheres becomes a rishon latuma. In other words, from the avir of the kli cheres, even though the dead mouse doesn't touch the earthenware vessel, that's the chiddush of the Torah, that kli cheres is metame mitocho, even though it doesn't touch it. That's the first yisod. Then the Torah says any food or mashka that's in the kli cheres will become tame. So the mouse is an avatuma, the kli cheres is a rishon latuma, and the food and the mashka will be a sheni latuma. Everybody got that so far? Okay, so let's see. So back in the Gemara, he says, Ein omer tame el yitma. So it doesn't say tamei, doesn't say that the food that's in it will become tamei. It doesn't say the mashkin will become tamei. It says yitma. So the Gemara says, it means yitma shall become tamei, but it's not the term that we would expect the Torah to normally use. So the Gemara says, yitame acherim. So the way that Rabbi Akiva darshans the pasuk, even though it says yitma, it means now it's capable, the food first, of being metame other things. So the Gemara is going to learn, though we don't know this yet, like if there's bread there, it'll be metame mashkim. The Gemara is going to learn that food is not metame food, but food could be metame yamashka. So we don't know this yet, but we will find out about it. And the Gemara will learn out from Pesukim that that's the way it goes, okay? So the Gemara says, so the implication of this is it's any food, so it's even chulin, non-kachim, non-truma food, that a sheni can make a shlishi. That's a chiddush within Rabbi Akiva. Not everybody holds from that. In other words, we hold usually it's just a sheni by chulin. But here Rabbi Akiva holds that we can even have a shlishi by chulin. So that'll become important on Amud Beis. So he says, Vahacha, okay, so the Adkan, that's the Mishnah Masechet Sota. So Rabbi Yossi took his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva's Drasha, and he extended it a drop further to help us out. Bahacha Hechi Darish. So what does he, Rabbi Yossi, darshan now with the Pasuk, following the footsteps of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva? He says, V'chol mashke sheshete v'chol kli yitma. The second part of the Pasuk says, any mashke, any beverage that's in this keli, you know, with the mouse, with the earthenware vessel, and the gatamashka there, yitma, shall become tame. He says, yitma, excuse me, one second. Give me one second. He says, yitame, yeah. He says, yitma, yitame, letame tumen ochlin. So in other words, so this mashka, the way he understands it, will be metame food. That's the way he's learning it. And the Gemara is going to learn that food is not metame food, and mashka is not metame mashka. That's what he's going to learn. 1 minute. We'll be with you in a minute, Vern. So let me just do a few more lines. So the idea is, again, so we're trying to find out where does Rabbi Yossi know that the Torah teaches me that a mashka is metame food. That's the hunt. That's we're on the hunt for that. Where does he see it? So he learned it like from his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, that it says Yitma, and or but it means Yitame, will transmit Tuma. So the Gemara is learning that the Mashka Yitma Yitame is going to be Mitame food. That's what we think. So Atalmer Latame Tuman Ochlin, O El Latame Tuman Mashkin. How did you figure out that the Mashka is Mitame food? Maybe the mashka is metame other mashka. How did you figure out food? Maybe mashka. So amrit lo kachaya. So he said that's not what the intention was. So the Gemara says, my lo kachaya. What do you mean that wasn't what the intention was? So amar rapapa lo matzinu tuma sha'osa kiyotseba. We never see in the Torah that tuma transmits tuma to the same object. In other words, food doesn't transmit tuma to food. Mashka doesn't transmit Tuma to Mashka. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to bring a raya for that. Okay. Now the one second. So the Gemara on Amud Beis quotes a pasuk hu tamei. In other words, that it's tamei and it's the Eino Sekiyotze Bo, that it's tamei and can't make something similar to it. He says, just a few more lines. I'll pause. Okay. Ravina Mar. He says, even internally, just looking at the pasuk, it doesn't make sense to say that that it could be mitame another beverage. He says, yitma latame tumat mashkin. He says. That doesn't make sense. The Isal Kadaitach Yitma de Sefer Latami Tuman Mashkim. Again, I have Yitma twice in the Pasuk. So if Yitma at the end of the Pasuk means to me Matami Mashkin, Yitma de Reshinami Latami Tuman Mashkin. So again, the Gemara is going to learn, it's a little bit hard because we have Gemaras that are coming up. In the first clause talking about food, the Gemara is going to learn that the food is definitely transmitting Tuma to a Mashka. If the second clause about the mashka, if that's also transmitting to a mashka, so he says narvinu v'nechtavinu. So we should merge both those clauses and write as follows: mikol ocha asher yichel asher lov mayim v'chol mashkei shetebuchol kli yitma trei yitma lamali el yitma dereish latami tumat mashkin. The only way it makes sense is the yitma in the beginning of the pasuk, in the first clause, is referring to transmitting tuma to mashkin. Yitma the sefer latame tumat ochlin. Okay. All right. I did say a lot. Let me just pause for a moment. So let me just get a breath. Let me just summarize again. So the basic idea we've been looking for is we said there was a three-way machloket about the ability of mashkin to transmit tuma, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that mashkin fluids beverages can transmit tuma to food on a Torah level, but not to kalim on a Torah level. So we said, where does he know it from? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he follows his Rebbe's teaching. So Rabbi Akiva, we know from the Mishnah, learns Yitma means Yitame. When it comes to the food, he darshens it out that it means that the food can be Mitame Mashkin. So with the same token, in the end of the Pasuk, it says Yitma, so the Mashkin can be Mitame food, Yitame. So he reads Yitma as Yitame, because we would expect to say Tame. It says said Tame, it says Yitma. Okay, let's take some questions, and then I got to go on and close this, deal with this, yeah.
This is not technical at all, but why is it important, Bobayom Darash, Rabbi Akiva? Why do we need to know that it was that day with the Rabban Gamliel?
Yeah, the only thing I could say is that like a lot of Mayanot HaChachma were open that day. In other words, they were able to make a lot of Chidushe Torah that day. Remember the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara says in Brachot that the day they removed Rabban Gamliel, so Nitosfu Kamasaf Slay Beveda Medrash, that many more people came to the base Medrash and the Torah
loaded up, right?
The Torah became like synergistic. Everybody was learning and they had all these chidushim, and that this is like the result of it. Okay.
Maybe less humus. Yeah.
What?
Say less humus, maybe.
Less humus? All right. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, who any other points?
Okay. So what's the question? So what's Rabbi Akiva's? Is Rabbi Akiva point that we're learning is that after Sheni Latuma, you have Shlishi Latuma?
So he's learning, that's a corollary of what he's saying. In other words, he's learning that in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Mikol Ocha Sher Yechel Sher Lav Mayim Yitma, it means the food will be Yitame. So the food is a Sheni. If the food can transmit Tuma to a mashke. So we think the mashke on a Torah level would be a shlishi. So that's a chiddush that you have a shlishi by chulin. That's one chiddush. But the other idea is that he learns yitma is yitame. That's the chiddush that he says yitma. We should darshan out as yitame because it could say it doesn't say tame. It says yitma. So I'm going to yitame. All right. I'm going to move on. I'm going to pause another 6, 7, 8, 10 lines just when we get to the end of this piece. Okay. So let's see further. So let's see further. Okay, now we're around 6 lines from the bottom on Yud Chedem and Aleph. 18a, 6 lines from the bottom, Yud Chedem and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema l'tamei d'kelim. So the Gemara says, how did you figure out, in other words, I understand that that the mashkim yitma means that they're going to transmit tumah to something, and you said food. Maybe it's to transmit tumah to Caleb. How did you figure out it's to transmit tumah to food? I mean, that those are like the eligible candidates. What happened to Caleb? So he says, "V'lav kal v'chomer hu." So the Gemara says, "No, we have a kal v'chomer that it's going to prove it cannot possibly be Caleb." He says, "Umak kli shematami mashke." The kli, in other words, you have the kli cheres. The kli cheres transmits tumor with the rat, with the mouse, and the kli, and the mashkim. The kli transmits tumor to the mashke. Ein mitami kli. It says umak kli shemitami mashke. Ein mitami kli. He says I didn't read right. I'm sorry. Let me go back. He says umak kli shemitami. Right. Umak kli shemitami. Let me read. Umakli shematami mashke ein mitami kli. Right, that's it. So umakli shematami mashke, the kli transmits to the mashke ein mitami kli. But the kli cannot transmit tumah to another kli. In other words, so the kli became tame. In other words, I have the dead sheretz is in the air of the kli. The kli becomes a rishon tumah. And transmits tumah to the mashke, but the kli cannot transmit tumah to another kli. The kli can't transmit tumah to another kli. So he says here. One minute. All right, and the Gemara is going to have a limud why that is not the case. He says mashkin abayim machmat kli. So the mashkin that got their tumah from the kli. So the Gemara wants to say, if the kli, in other words, I have the dead sheretz, and it's in the avir or the kli cheres. The kli is the kli cheres. The kli cheres is rishon tumah. It transmits tumah to the mashkim. But the kli cannot transmit tumah to another kli. So if the kli can't transmit tumah to another kli, certainly the mashkim that got their tumah from the kli cannot transmit tumah to another kli. He says, ve'ema. So the Gemara says, "Say kilom tamu mashkin habayim machmat kli, or mashkin ba machmat sheretz, achanami dimetamu mashkin." So the Gemara says, maybe there's different types of mashkin. Maybe mashke A got its tumah from the kli, that cannot transmit tumah. But maybe if the mashke got tumah directly from the sheretz, the dead sheretz plopped into the water, whatever. Maybe that could be mitame kli. He says, Avamashkin abayim machmat sheretz hachanami dimetamu. So the Gemara says mashkin abayim machmat sheretz miktive. Or mashkin, does the Torah anywhere refer to mashkin that became tamei as a result of sheretz? He says v'lav mikavachomer kaati. We only know that turn page from a kavachomer. And what's the kavachomer? Uma mashkin abayim machmat kli mitamin, that mashkim that got their tumor from a kli, they have a koch to be mitame. Mashkim of machmat sheretz still call shekain. So certainly mashkim that get their tumor directly from a sheretz can be mitame. So dayulav omenadin liot kenidon. In other words, one of the klalim is, if I'm learning it with a kavachomer, it can't be more chamer than that which I learned it from. So in the Torah, it describes mashkim that they get their tumor from a kli. Those mashkim I know cannot transmit tumah to another kli. So what about mashkim that got tumah directly from a sheretz? So the din of mashkim that got tumah from a sheretz, I only know that din from a kavachomer. So I'm learning from a kavachomer from the mashkim that got the tumah from the kli. So it can't be more chamor than the kli. Anyway, the point is that just like since the kli can't be mitame another kli, so too the mashkim also can't do this. Now, give me one second. One second. All right. So, all right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, it's difficult. All right, we're making our way through it, though. You're making your way through it. This is what Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim is all about. All right, now let's look further in the Gemara. All right. Okay, now we're four lines down on Yud Chet Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Yitma Dereisha Ha'ehechi Darish. So we said that we have Yitma by the food that's in the Keli and Yitma by the Mashkim that's in the Keli. So the Yitma by the food we know was the Yitma by the Mashkim, the Yitma by the Mashkim we know was to transmit the tumor to food. So Yitma Dereisha Ha'ehechi Darish. So how does he darshan the Yitma in the beginning of the Pasuk? Mikola ochel shir yechel shir lov mayim yitma yitame letame the mashkin. So he reads yitma as yitame to be metame the mashkin. So the food is going to be metame mashkin. That's what it could do. Atomer letame the mashkin oena letame at a kli. So maybe it's to transmit tuma to a keli. Maybe that's it. So, and again, this is working within this opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi following Rabbi Akiva's shita. He held that mashkim on a Torah level can only transmit tuma to food, and this is food can only transmit to mashkin, but not to the keli. So Amri kavachomer. So we're going to have a kavachomer that's going to teach us that it can't transmit tuma to food. The food can't transmit tuma to keli. Uma mashke shematame ochel. The mashke can transmit tuma to an ochel. Ein matame kli can't transmit tuma to a kli. Ochel. She'ein mitami ochel, the food cannot transmit. So in other words, mashka can transmit tumah to food. A liquid can transmit tumah to food. The food, the solid food, cannot transmit tumah to a solid food. Ein odin shlo yitami to clay. Certainly it can't be mitami clay. Hamani mekayim yitma or letame in a mashkim shein. So yitma in the beginning of the pasuk more logically is letame to mashkim shein alulim lekabel tuma. They're more prone to be mekabel tuma, and the Gemara is going to explain in a minute what it means. The more prone to be mekabel tuma. So the Gemara says my iri mashkin mishum dalulim lekabel tuma. So why do you say that it's talking about mashkim because they're more alul lekabel tuma? There's nothing left for it to be mitame. There was a food we think can't be mitame food. The food can't be mitame kli. So the only thing left to be mitame is the mashke. So he says, Hachi kamar. V'chi tema, maybe you would have said like this. Ochel chamur. Maybe ochel, food, solid food, is more stringent than mashkim. De mitame mashke. In other words, mashke can't be mitame mashke. But food could be mitame mashke. So I have like a half a minute to think that food is more stringent than mashke. So nitamye lekli, so it should be capable of being mitame kli. So the Gemara says, so therefore I have the limun. So the Gemara says, hahu chumra demashkin hu. He says the fact that food can be mitame mashkin is just really speaks to the stringency of mashkin. Mishum the mashkin alulun lekabel tuma, because the mashkim are more prone to be mekabel tuma. In other words, that's what the Gemara was explaining. That in other words, the fact in which don't say that food is more chamer than mashke. Don't say food is more chamer than mashke because mashke can be mitame mashke, because mashke can't be mitame mashke, but food could be mitame mashke. The fact that food can be mitame mashke is only because that's really the chumra of mashkin, because mashkim are lulim the kabel tumah. He says umahu alilatam. What are they prone for? Shemakam tumah shlo behechsher, because the mashke can get receive tumah without a hechsher, without one of the machshirim going on it. All right. All right. So the basic idea we wanted. Okay, let me just say, the basic idea is, it says in the Pasuk twice Yitma. It says by food Yitma, and it says by Mashke Yitma. So each Yitma we interpret as Yitame, it's capable of transferring Tuma. So by the Mashke we're saying it can transmit Tuma to food, and by the food we're saying it can transmit Tuma to Mashke. But neither one can transmit Tuma to Kalim. All right, who had a question?
If you have two pieces of food on a plate, and one becomes Tame, the other piece of food on the plate is not Tame then?
That's correct, according to Rabbi Yossi, on a Daraisa level, right? All right.
Does it have anything to do with the fact we were talking about, I think yesterday or the day before, that the Kli has a Toch and the Mashkim and the food do not?
No, I don't think that was relevant in yesterday's Gemara in terms of the receiving the Tuma Kalim from Mashkim. Remember, in the previous sugi yesterday, if the ability of Mashke within Rabbi Yehuda was just to transmit Tuma on a Drabanan level, remember the Chachamim, the reason they said it could be transmit Tuma, they wanted to sensitize people to like the fluids from a Zav and a Zava. But they wanted that, so they said that Mashkim, get jacked up and they have a high level of Tuma, but they wanted them to remember it was just a Dindarabanan. So he said that there's a difference whether it touches the Toch or the Acharayim or the Keli. I don't think that it relates to this sugya, to my way of thinking. Okay. All right. Let me just, everybody good? Okay. Let me do now. Now, the Gemara says, now let's go further. Let me see where we are. Okay. Now, Yitma, we're wrapping up the Pasuk. Yitma, de'eno sekiyotze ba. So the Pasuk actually says Yitma. In other words, we're darshaning out Yitame, but it says Yitma. So the Gemara darshans out that it's, even though Rabbi Akiva does darshan it that way, but since it says Yitma, so it means that it itself is Tame, but cannot transmit Tuma. In other words, so on the one hand, it's like a double-edged sword. Yitame can transmit Tuma, but it says Yitma, that it itself is Tame, cannot transmit Tuma. So the Gemara darshans out, let me get it. He says, Yitma, deino sekiyotze ba. He says, so Yitma is teaching me that it cannot transmit Tuma to something similarly, similarly situated. Food cannot transmit Tuma to food. Mashkim cannot transmit Tuma to Mashkim. So the Gemara says, Mehacha nafka? You learn it from here, from this Pasuk, Yitma? Mehatam nafka? There's a Pasuk around 10 or 20 Pesukim later in the same Perek in Parshat Shmini. It says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, but afalmi nivla tamalav tamehu. If mayim falls on a zera, on a seed, and then one of the nevelot, one of these dead shratzim, falls on it, so it's tameh. Who tameh? Now the Gemara understands the Pasuk as if it's food or mashke. This Pasuk, we're going to take it that it's both. He says, Hu tamei, vino said tuma kiyotze ba. So the drasha is tamei hu. Hu is an extra word. It is tamei, but it doesn't transmit tuma to anything that's similarly situated. So I have two limudim that teach me that food cannot transmit tuma to food. Mashkim cannot transmit tuma to mashkim. One is the yitma part. In other words, like it's tame and cannot transmit tuma. Yitame could transmit tuma, but yitma not. And then we're learning that the not is the same thing. And then this other pasuk, which is like 20 pesukim later, it says hu tame. So the Gemara says, chad b'mashkim b'ayim machmat sheretz, b'chad b'mashkim b'ayim machmat kli. One pasuk is going to relate to mashkim that got their tuma directly from the sheretz. That's the last pasuk that it was a dead sheretz fell on it, so it got the tuma directly from the sheretz. So that cannot transmit tuma to similar mashkim. He says v'chad b'mashkim b'machmat kli, and the other pasuk is talking about where the dead sheretz is in the avir kli cheres, and then the kli cheres transmits tuma to the mashkim. And so both instances, the Torah is teaching me the mashkim can only transmit tuma to food. They can't transmit tuma to mashkim. Utsrichi, it was necessary for the Torah to teach me both. He says, the iashmin of a mashkim will be machmat kli. If he only taught me the first case, which is when it got tuma from the kli, it cannot transmit tuma to other mashkim, mishum delo chamiri, I'd say it's not a high level of tuma, because the kli is a rishon tuma, the mashkim is a chain of the tuma, so it's like weak energy, weak magnetic force, whatever. It cannot transmit tuma. He says, aval b'mashkim machmat sheretz, where it got the tuma directly from the sheretz, now it's a rishon tuma. It's got like a higher, reading on the Geiger count or whatever. He says, the chamiri ema osa tuma kiyotze ba. So the Gemara says, so that I would say could do it. So the Gemara says, "Shemini Mashkin B'Mach Matsheres." Why doesn't the Torah just teach me that last pasuk, that who? So that where it got the tumah from the sheretz, and it's a high level of tumah, the Cholshkein Mashkin B'Mach Matkli. And I would say certainly Cholshkein the other case. So the Gemara says, "Taka, we could learn it that way, but notwithstanding that, Milta the Akti B'Kavachomer Tarach B'Chatav La'Kra." Sometimes the Gemara says things that I would know with the Kavachomer, nevertheless the Torah comes and teaches it to me. So here in this last piece, we learned basically the psukim that teach me that food cannot give tuma to something similarly situated like food, and mashkim can't give tuma to mashkim similar to it. Okay, so the basic idea we kind of diced out today so far, the major part of the daf, was the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They hold that mashkim can transmit tuma to food, but mashkim cannot transmit tuma to kalim. Okay, so we learned where they learned the din with the food. All right, now, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good?
I have a kind of a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Partially, what's happening with the transmission is that we're using the passive voice, that it happens, that it is transmitted. But you need an actor, someone who is the prime mover here.
Right, right.
Does it pass with thinking or by accident? So is there any distinction, for example, if you have a large plate and you have liquid, you have mashke on part of the plate and solid food on the other, and there's a merging there, so it happens passively, but the putting on the plate where it could happen is an active thing. So where is the chait and where is the responsibility?
Okay. We didn't say anything about chait. We didn't, nothing about aveira here. We're just talking about dine tuma and tara. So leave out chait. And for these dinim, it doesn't make a difference whether somebody threw the sheretz on the object or the sheretz just, you know, plopped dead and had a heart attack and fell on it. Okay, so it doesn't make a difference how it happened. It happened. That's the we're dealing with. We're trying to analyze what's the dinim. There is one din where it is important about actor's intent, and that's with the machshirim. There, the person has to have intent to put the machshir on the food. And those, the food can't be mekabel tumah unless one of the fluids is on it. But we're talking about, or what you were talking about, is, you know, the dead sheretz and things like that. So the intent, I don't think, is significant there. Okay, let me go further. Now, so we're 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Chet Mabez. So Amal Ravina Ravashi, Vaha'ama Ravo, lo Rabbi Yossi Savar Karabi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Savar Karabi Yossi. So now I told you what the answer to this is already, but Ravina says Ravashi, but Rava said that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So we said that Rabbi Yossi was following Rabbi Kiva with this whole shtickl Torah, but Rava says that Rabbi Yossi doesn't follow Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Rabbi Yossi b'shita Rabbi Akiva Rabo Amara. So Rabbi Yossi was just following the shita of his Rebbe when he explained it. In other words, he was explaining the way Rabbi Akiva would hold, he thinks, v'leilo svirle, but he personally doesn't hold from it. Now again, like Odeid was saying before, the key thing within Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Akiva holds that you can have a shlishi by chulin. Remember that Rabbi Akiva said that the dead sheretz is an avatuma. It's in the avi of the kli cheres. The kli cheres becomes a rishon on the tuma. It's mitame, the food that's in yitma. The food is yitma, becomes tame. And the food, yitame, it can transmit tuma to the mashkim. So the food is a shein of the tuma, and it can be chulin, and make the mashkim on a Torah level a shlishi of the tuma, right? On a Duranon level, it becomes a rishon, it goes up, but on a Torah level, it will be a shlishi. So Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that by chulin, you could have a shlishi. That's the idea. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that, but he was explaining according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Amarle Ravashi Rav Kahana, Bishlema Rabbi Yossi lo savalak Rabbi Akiva. So it's clear, I could clearly see that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and now we're going to see how he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, okay? This is the Tani. We learn in the Braisa. Now, this is a long Braisa, but the main idea in the Braisa is going to be that Rabbi Yossi does not hold, that there is a shlishi by chulin. Okay, that's the part we're hunting for, okay? So we got to keep our eyes and ears open for something that would lead to that conclusion, and you'll see it coming up, okay? He says, D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, minayin l'Ravi b'kodesh hu pasul. How do we know that Ravi b'kodesh is pasul? Pasul means you're at the end of the line. In other words, you have tame, tame, tame. When the tumor cannot transmit to anything else, it's pasul. That's the end of the deal. So the so how do I know by kodesh? Kodesh is things that relate to korbanot. That Ravi is the end of the line. There's Ravi in Tuma. In other words, the general klal we usually say is by Chulin you have a Sheni, by Trumi you have a Shlishi, and by Kachim you have a Ravi. That's the general klal. So how do I know that by Kachim it's Ravi is the end of the line? He says, otherwise you could have like, you know, a Chamishim, right, by Kachim. If this touches this, that, there's no end to it, right? So Ravi is the end of the line. How do I know that? He says, Vidinhu, so the Gemara says it's a Kal v'chomer. Umama Husar Kippurim. Now, Husar Kippurim, Daf Yomi, people know. Fern knows. What do you got for me? Fern?
You have a Tzpul Yom, and he's waiting till Harev Shemesh for his
Tzahor. No. This is not what Mechusar Kippurim is. It'll be, but it's sort of similar. Remember, Mechusar Kippurim are the four people. They have to bring a korban. Until they bring the korban, they can't eat kachim. They're, in other words, their tara is not completely...
Zava, those?
Right. Now, like you have a mitzora, a zav, and I think a yoledet, and a zav and a zav and a yoledet. Those are the four. So the mitzora, until he brings his korban, he can't eat kachim. Anyway, so that's the Mechusar Kippurim. So anyways, he went through the whole tara process, but he still needs to bring a korban. That's Mechusar Kippurim. So the Gemara says, "Uma Mechusar Kippurim Shemutar B'Truma." So the Mechusar Kippurim. Let's say he was a Mitzora and he went through the whole Tahara process. He's finished with his Saras and he did whatever he had to do and he got sprinkled and did everything. But he has to bring a korban. He didn't bring the korban yet. So Uma Mechusar Kippurim Shemutar B'Truma. If he's a Kohen, he can eat Truma. He's got a green light to eat Truma, but Pasul B'Kodesh. But he can't eat Kachim. So Kachim is on a higher level than Truma. He says, Shlishi shepasul b'truma. So I know that by Truma, I can have a Shlishi. He says, Eino din shiyas a Ravi b'kodesh. So certainly, if Truma has a Shlishi, so Kachim should have a Ravi. Because Kachim we know more chamor than Truma. We just proved it. Now the Gemara wants to say, the Rashi says that... this is a Kal v'chomer. Now we learned that Dayu Lavo Min Adin Liot Kanidon, that when I'm learning one thing A from B or B from A, B cannot be more chamor than A. And here I have the Kal v'chomer and it's coming out more chamor. But we're going to get it out of the din of Dayo. So the Gemara has another proof. He says, she's Ravi B'Kodesh, V'lamanu Shlishi B'Kodesh Min HaTorah. In other words, the fact that Kodesh has a Shlishi, that I know already. Ravi mi Kal v'chomer. The Ravi is the part that I'm learning from a Kal v'chomer. Shlishi min haTorah d'chtiv, b'habasar asher yiga, turn page, on Yud-Tet Amud Aleph, b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. So it's talking about basar v'kachim that touches anything which is tamei, lo ye'achel. So the Gemara says, mi lo askin d'naga b'sheni. In other words, when we talk about tamei, in the Torah, we see the tamei is used for a sheni, in that pasuk. He says, you know, where the sheretz is in the avi or the klicheres is matami something, so that became a shein of the tumah. So he says milo askin is the naga b'sheni. So it says that habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei, that the basar of kachim that touches anything which is tamei, so lo yechel milo askin the naga b'sheni. So it's a shlishi. So ravi mi kal v'chomer kidamrinan. So ravi is a kal v'chomer. So in other words, he's saying, I don't need the Kal v'chomer to teach me Shlishi. I just need the Kal v'chomer to teach me Ravi'i. So that gets us out of this problem of Dayo Lavo Min HaDin. And anyway, the point is, I have a Kal v'chomer to teach me Ravi'i B'Kodesh. V'Yisal Kadaita to Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Yossi would hold like Rabbi Akiva holds by Chulin, there's even a Shlishi by Chulin. He says, Nitni Nami Ravi'i B'Truma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. It would work out, everything would be one notch higher. That Truma would be Ravi'i, and Kachim would be a Chamishi. So since he doesn't say that, it sounds like he does not agree with Rabbi Akiva. Let me repeat again, and then okay? So again, we said that Rava says that Rabbi Yossi does not hold from Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Taka, he doesn't hold from Rabbi Akiva, but he was just explaining in the previous sugya what Rabbi Akiva would hold you know, in terms of the ability of Mashken to be Metame when he stated his opinion. And that was also in the Brice on Tetzayim and Aleph. So the Gemara says, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Rabbi Akiva, we think is Mefurish from this Brisa. So again, Rabbi Akiva held that Yitma Yitame, that Hulin could be a Shlishi. Hulin could be a Shlishi. Now, most Tanaim don't hold that way, but Rabbi Akiva held it could be a Shlishi. So in the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi is darshening out, Truma is only a Shlishi, and Kachim is a Revi. That's what he learns out with the Kama Chomer, that since Truma can only be a Shlishi, so Kachim can only be a Revi, because Kachim are one notch higher than Truma. So the Gemara says, if he would have held like Rabbi Akiva, that Hulin could be a Shlishi, he would have held that Truma could be a Revi'i, and Kachim should be a Chamishi. That's the way he would come out. But he doesn't say that. So he doesn't, obviously, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that I said so far? Where's Yosef tonight? Yosef, you still alive, Yosef? I'm worried about you, Yosef.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Shabbat.
Oh, all right. Anyway, we're all waiting for Shabbos, but for other reasons as well, not because of learning, but just Shabbos is a time of Kedusha. And also Chanukah is coming up. You get the Ha'aros from Chanukah tomorrow night. So any other questions, comments, and thoughts? All right. So let me end the recording. Let's do this.